The population of monarch butterflies has declined so dramatically in recent years that the iconic insect is being considered for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's endangered species list. Scientists and others throughout the Midwest are studying the problem. For Harvest Public Media, Mike Tobias reports on examinations into the scope of the decline in Nebraska and efforts to bring back monarch habitat.
It seems to all be on that side.
Carrying notebook and camera, Tom Weisling wades through waist-high grass and plants at Nine Mile Prairie west of Lincoln. The associate professor in the University of Nebraska-Lincoln's Department of Entomology periodically stops, looks closely at plants, and takes notes and pictures. It's how he spent a lot of his summer combing the state for signs of something that's getting harder to find, monarch butterflies.
Mostly I'm trying to find monarch larvae. In my last trip, I looked at several hundred plants, and I only found about four larvae.
He's also looking for milkweed. The connection is important because monarchs lay their eggs exclusively on milkweed, and it's the only thing the larva will eat.
This is called world milkweed.
Weisling's rough survey took him to about two-thirds of Nebraska's counties and is something of a starting point in determining the decline of monarchs in Nebraska. It's not a pretty picture. An Iowa State University report estimated an 81% decline in monarch production in the Midwest between 1999 and 2010, with a 58% decline in milkweed presence during the same time.
Less milkweed will equal fewer monarchs overall and fewer of these other insects that we're seeing on milkweeds, and I don't think that's something we want to experience.
Why this is happening can be controversial. Some say milkweed loss is caused by increased use of agricultural herbicides. Others say monarch decline is also the result of forest land loss in Mexico, where monarchs winter, and temperature fluctuations. Duane Havorka is executive director of the Nebraska Wildlife Federation.
That's what's happened over the last 20 years, is we've seen big changes in the landscape, loss of native prairies, big changes in ag production technologies.
Regardless of the cause, Havorka says these are big changes that require big responses, especially in Midwestern states that are a key for monarch migration.
To bring together a broader group of folks to try to see if...
Researchers and environmental advocates gathered in a Lincoln meeting room earlier this fall, a half dozen people with an interest in reviving monarch populations. They're looking at developing a statewide conservation plan and its strategies for increasing milkweed.
We think we can do that by planting seeds and live plants on public lands, parks and wildlife management areas, on some of the conservation lands that are owned by places like the Audubon Society and the Crane Trust and the Nature Conservancy. We'd also like to see some different management along county and state roads. Right now we do a lot of mowing in places and at times we don't need to, and so that takes out the milkweed populations.
Weisling says they could also work on convincing businesses and homeowners to embrace milkweed as an addition to their landscaping and just think differently about where milkweed could be allowed to grow.
My approach would be you don't have to get rid of all of it. Maybe think of areas that are marginal for crops or areas that you don't put in any crop production that maybe you could grow some milkweeds on.
And it could take a lot of milkweed to reverse the trend. Havorka says the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is talking about a five-year goal of having scattered milkweed presence on 7 million acres nationally, primarily in the Great Plains. He says a million of that could be in Nebraska. Nebraska Game and Parks has already started doing some of this work, planting milkweed along a recreational trail.
Ah, looky there. Look what we found.
Back at Nine Mile Prairie, Weisling flips over a milkweed leaf to expose a yellow and black striped monarch caterpillar. He found 14 of these during his statewide summer survey, but says the statistics are more starting point than barometer at this stage. Just another part of an effort Weisling hopes will save what he calls the bald eagle of American insects. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Mike Tobias.
That story comes to us through our partnership with Harvest Public Media. More information at harvestpublicmedia.org.